This is Eb Eberline with a Grand Canyon edition of Southwestern Trails. The Bright Angel Trail in the Grand Canyon may not be the most well-known trail in the world, but it is certainly in the running for the most popular. The National Park Service estimates that 250,000 people hike down the first half mile into the canyon each year. Don't let this fact stop you from hiking a trail that has so many attractions. Originally an Indian trail, the route of the Bright Angel was improved by prospectors, one of whom, Ralph Cameron, eventually bought out the others. He extended the trail from Indian Gardens to the Colorado River, but was not famous for maintaining it. There were steep places where mule riders needed to dismount and scramble along next to the animals. Mr. Cameron battled over ownership until the Park Service took control in 1928. It is a 9-mile trail from the South Rim to Phantom Ranch at the bottom. There is so much to see on the Bright Angel Trail. We'll look at it in 2 installments. The upper 4.5 miles stretches from the South Rim to Indian Gardens Campground. Along the route, there are 2 small tunnels and 2 sets of Anasazi petroglyphs. There are 2 rest houses built by the Civilian Conservation Corps in the 1930s, located 1.5 and 3 miles below the rim. Look for the fossilized snow when descending the switchbacks called Jacob's Ladder just below 3-mile rest house. Emergency phones are available at Indian Gardens and at the rest houses. Treated drinking water is available at Indian Gardens year-round and at the rest houses during the summer season. It is always advisable to have water purification with you to treat stream water if needed. You'll descend through 8 layers of sedimentary rock from the rim to Indian Gardens and lose about 2,800 feet of elevation. Indian Gardens is an excellent turnaround point for strong day hikers or a great destination for novice backpackers. The campground and picnic area here boast picnic tables, composting toilets, and ramadas in the camp. Garden Creek springs from the low end of the campground and flows all the way to the river. A pocket guide to the trail is available on the South Rim. Camping in the canyon is by permit only. Remember that the return hike will take as much as twice the time as the hike down and plan accordingly. Always check with the Grand Canyon Rangers before hiking for current conditions. Tell someone where you are hiking and when you expect to return, and try to avoid hiking alone. Looking forward to seeing you on the trail. This is Eb Eberline with Southwestern Trails.